control all that you hear. You are about to participate in a great adventure.
Now, more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS, present Jack Ebling and Tom Crawford.
Good morning, Greater Lansing. It's the Jack and Tom Show, 1320 WILS, Saturday, October 23rd, 2010. Right in the middle of the Big Ten season in college football, high school football wrapping up. In their regular season last night, tournament play begins. The playoffs begin next Friday. And my partner, Jack Ebling, not in studio today. He's in Router there. I'm not sure which, but heading to Evanston today to check out the Michigan State Spartans. It's very difficult for me to stomach the undefeated Michigan State Spartans. With a so far so good, or not so good from my standpoint, 7-0 record, and just a couple wins away from one of those lookout moments. They could be in the BCS title game. So for this segment, we're going to have some great interviews coming up, including Chris Martin of the Big Ten Network, the former Northwestern Wildcat DB, is going to be our guest at 8:15. Typically we jump into high school right off the bat, but we're going to delve into college a little bit and Big Ten play to adhere to Chris's schedule. And then John Johnson back to the high school ranks. We're going to talk to JJ about the pairings show tomorrow night on Fox Sports. I believe that begins at 7 o'clock, and all the excitement that goes around with all these qualifying teams in high school football. And we have our first open line at 8:50 among some other open lines. So welcome your calls this morning. And right now I'm going to bring in my partner. I'm not sure what his 20 is, to use a CB talk of location, but welcome, Jack. How are you doing this morning?
Oh, doing just fine, Tom. Great weekend for Big Ten football. And, you know, you ought to be happy. Michigan's not going to lose this week.
What's that again, Jack?
I say you ought to be happy. Michigan's not going to lose this week.
Yeah. They're not going to win, but they're not going to lose. And but I'm telling you what, it was, you know, sometimes when you come off two losses, you want them to play again, you know, to get that sour taste out of your mouth. But this team is banged up. They lost to two teams that were flat out just better than them. I think they could have won easily of those games, or been more competitive, at least in the Michigan State game, and beaten Iowa if they're not making some mistakes. But that's water under the bridge, and see if they can turn things around against Penn State next week up at Crappy Valley at 8 o'clock. But you got more exciting things to talk about, obviously, today and the cast. Now, are you in Evanston, or are you driving, or what's your deal right this morning?
En route to Evanston, and it's a noon start, so be there in plenty of time. But we'll head start last night, and we'll finish that up today. Looking forward to a dangerous game for Michigan State. Some would call it the ultimate trap game, coming off those tough games with Wisconsin, Michigan, and Illinois, and then getting ready for the game next week. But if Michigan State doesn't show up ready to play, I've seen Northwestern sting Michigan State before. There are some idiots who think that Michigan State can win this game with 10 players. That's absurd. Northwestern has split the last 8 games with Michigan State, split the last 12 games, and the last 15 times they've played. Michigan State has 8 wins, Northwestern 7, and the Wildcats have 3 Big Ten titles during that span. So I think Michigan State's going to have to play a good football game today.
Well, I think so, too, although this Northwestern team, you know, when they were winning earlier in the season, I think you and I both agreed, Jack, that it was kind of a precarious undefeated slate they had at that time.
Right.
Then they lose to Purdue at home. I think that's an ultimate, you know, alarm clock going off there that this isn't a vintage Cat team. And yet, you know, I think the world, you know, of their head coach, Pat Fitzgerald. I mean, he's
right.
Going to get the most out of their ability. I think that, for example, I think there's absolutely no home field advantage today to Northwestern. And I'm going to say that from experience of being there when Michigan was winning. And they fill literally half the stadium. And any other team is doing well. The alumni, the Big Ten alumni, you know, core in Chicago, every alumnus of a Big Ten school, they want to go to Chicago. That's where they want to live.
Right.
And there's a ton of Michigan State alumni in Chicago, just like a lot of other Big Ten schools. And I think they're going to fill, I think you'll have a third to a half of that place. And once Sparty gets going there, they're going to take over the stadium. So that's what I'm fearing, and that's what I think is going to happen. And so I've just accepted that, and we'll move on and see if the Hawkeyes can see what they can do with Michigan State next week. I know, I'm probably anti-Spartan more than pro-Wolverine right now, but when your team is sputtering for the third straight year, what else you got, right?
Hey, you know, Michigan was ranked last week, and don't forget, Michigan was favored when it played Michigan State. So, yeah, maybe Wolverines can right the ship. If not, I think the captain's going to go down with it.
Yeah, the captain would go down with it. If they lose, I mean, these are three winnable games for the Wolverines coming up, Jack. There's no question about it. They should win all three. Penn State can't move the ball across the street, as I've said before. Illinois, yeah, they're improved, and that'll be a tough test, but it's at home, and you shouldn't lose three straight home games. I'm sorry. You shouldn't lose home games. If you're Michigan, you don't lose home games. You flat out don't. You just don't. That's not part of the program. Home games are not part of the equation, losing them. So I would think that they should be able to take care of Illinois. And then Purdue on the road, yeah, that's a payback game for Michigan. If they don't get up and get some venom going for the Boilermakers, there's something wrong with the program. So, indeed, three straight wins should be coming up for the Wolverines. And then Wisconsin, you know, they're a true believer. I'm a true believer now out of those Badgers. And that really enhanced the quality victory that Michigan State had against Whiskey before they played Michigan the week before. Wisconsin's pretty good, and we saw what they did with the Buckeyes last Saturday night.
Yeah, everyone talks about Iowa. I still think the best team in the Big Ten, even though Tate Forcier had a lot of yards against them late in the game. And then Michigan State, Wisconsin, Ohio State was number one just a week ago, so can't fall that far. But let me just put in a word for Illinois here. This is a very different Illini team that opened the season with what is now a very respectable 10-point loss to Missouri. The three teams that Illinois has lost to are a combined 19-1. The Illini have already played Ohio State and Michigan State, and with some fortunate scheduling, they don't have to play Iowa or Wisconsin. So don't be at all surprised if Illinois finishes this season 9-3.
Oh, I tend to agree with you on that. And Ron Zook, I think, is off the hook if he continues to have his team play this well. I'm not necessarily in wins and losses, but I mean they're definitely an improved team, and they got a young team. And they're going to get better. So, obviously, Tim Brewster didn't get off the hook. He's gone. We'll talk about that later on in the show. He got the hook. So, Illinois is going to be tough, but Michigan should beat them. And I know you're a big bullish guy in terms of the Iowa Hawkeyes, but, you know, Michigan could have, you know, I mean, turning the ball over the way they did. I mean, the Hawkeyes are good. They're good against a team like, you know, defensively against a team like them. Because look at the Hawkeyes, Jack. Look at the body work. Give me one quality victory this year for the Hawkeyes. It's not there yet. It might be there.
Michigan, that would be a quality victory.
They
beat a ranked team on the road, Tom.
Jack, Michigan's not very good. You know what I know.
I just wanted you to say that.
I know. Okay, well, you've heard it. Now look at the body of work. No quality wins for the Hawkeyes. They still have to prove it to me, and their defense looked like Swiss cheese in the second half against the Wolverines.
Well, they might have a chance to prove it today. And if you take Wisconsin, you'll have a chance to gain a game on me.
I might take Whiskey. I really might, because I was impressed by them. That's a solid team, and that's where Michigan State gets my attention. That victory that they had earlier in the season, and here's where I'm white knuckle treatment next week. Nick, you know, when Michigan State plays at Iowa City, because they've had some big wins at Iowa over the years. I'm going back a few decades, obviously, but Michigan State can win in the road. They did it in Ann Arbor, and this is one of those karma seasons, I'm fearing, coming off last year. I mean, I'm just fearing it. And you know, Sparty is on top of the world right now, and it's pretty difficult for me to say that. But, I mean, do you ever recall in all your years of covering this program, at this vantage point, granted, there's 5-6 games more to go in football, but where between football and basketball –
no.
Everybody, you're up in the clouds right now. I mean, do you ever recall it being like this?
No. And here's Michigan State, number 7 in the BCS rankings, number 2 in most of the basketball polls. So it doesn't get a whole lot better than that. Ohio State is the only other program that's ranked in the top 10 in both sports. So Michigan State fans, enjoy it while you can. It's not going to be here forever, as I always say. Don't take it for granted. And that goes for basketball success, too.
Absolutely, Jack. Well, Jack, we're going to bring you in back in different segments of the show.
Great.
We've got some interviews coming up right now that my partner Dave Bett and I are going to handle with Chris Martin of the Big Ten Network and John Johnson, Michigan High School Athletic Association. Probably bring you back at 8:50, Jack, and go from there and drive safely and be careful because I know how you drive. And so make sure you multitask safely in that regard, and we will talk to you at 8:50.
Well, Andrea Nelson is driving, so my safety is insured.
Okay. Well, as long as you're not driving, that's now I feel a little bit more comfortable. You're listening to Jack and Tom Show 1320 at WILS. Chris Martin of the Big Ten Network coming up next.